And welcome to the show, Geeks Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. I'm your host, Bill, and this week we have Anthony.
Hello. Hi, Bill. Hi, everyone. Anthony.
Hi, everybody. Hi, all the wonderful listeners. And you can also reach out to us by emailing us at geekswired@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail or a text message at 801-896-GEEK or 801-896-4335. You also can help support us by going to patreon.com/geeksarewired, where you get podcasts early and you get access to the Geeks Are Wireless special episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll just run right through that. Less than a minute. We're done with the intro.
Cool. You want to just talk about just random stuff until we get to a minute? Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Well, you're almost there.
Yeah, here we go.
It's close. Yep, there we go.
Okay.
Intros can't be less than a minute.
Nope. Do you want to talk about... Well, let's just talk about the first thing you have on there. Interesting names.
So babies' names must now be 8 characters long, include numbers, letters, and special characters. At least according to Elon Musk.
So he treated his baby name like a password?
That's what it looks like.
Well, I mean, most passwords don't have spaces.
It's an extra secure password.
I just don't... Like, I don't even know what some... Like, what's that A? That's not a normal A.
No, that's the A sound.
One character.
Yeah, that is a character. That A-E. That is a character. Yes. You're right, that's not a normal A.
Of course, the first thing I look up, that's just all about this. Like, I just Googled that character because I wanted to know about it. And it's just all about Elon now.
Of course!
So it's from Latin.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And it's used in French and English, sort of.
Well, do you ever watch Aeon Flux? That's the character that they used for that show.
Huh?
Aeon Flux? If I could type it. Let's see. Yeah, let's go with the cartoon.
The what now?
We'll just add the IMDb cartoon. We'll add that to the show notes.
Okay, cool, because I don't know what you're talking about. Like, the name sounds familiar, but that's it.
There you go. Just throw it in the show notes.
Okay, I look.
Yes. It was on MTV from, like, 91 to 95. There was a movie.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Now you recognize it.
No, I don't. No? But just because it was from MTV in, like, the early 90s.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm old. You're not.
It started airing before I was born.
I said, okay, well, let's see. When was the movie with...
Well...
I think it was... let's see. Who was in the movie? It was... Charlize Theron.
Interesting.
And that was 2005.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Were you at least born by then?
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aeon Flux movie.
It's in the show notes, isn't it? Or did I forget to add it? No, that's what the second link is, the 2005 IMDb.
I didn't go that far.
Oh.
I feel like I've seen this.
It's okay. That's really it. I wouldn't say it's terrible. It's definitely not great.
The movie?
Yeah. Oh. It's okay.
Because the plot sounds kind of interesting.
Yeah, like, but the plot does. I think it's probably some of the stuff is, you know, it could have been much worse. It could have been much better. It's a great medium movie. The cartoon was good.
I'm probably not going to watch the cartoon. I'd be more likely to watch the movie.
Actually, the IMDb totally gives it like its proper thing. It says 5.4 out of 10. Yeah, it's a total okay movie.
Is IMDb user rated or?
Yeah, they have 10 stars. Well,
so I don't know if we talked about it on here or if I heard this from somewhere else, but I kind of I'm in the same like thought camp is that IMDb, the stuff that got like a solid like 9 in like 95 should just start like going down, like just artificially. Okay.
Yeah, I think that might have been on the wireless episode, actually.
Okay. Well, I agree with it. Just because people who would rate it that high usually are just using it based off of nostalgia or just like the rose tintedness.
Yeah.
Or they just like it because they like, I guess if you like it because you like it still, like, and you've watched it recently, then fine. But.
Well, and also for a time period, like right now, this movie is amazing. In 2 years, this movie is mediocre.
So I guess, like, the older a review is, the more it ages and or decays. So yeah, that would be good. That'd be cool.
Kind of like Reddit upvotes type of idea.
Does Reddit work like that?
So you upvote Reddit, and to make sure that things are top voted, don't stay at the top. Like the thing that has the most votes is not the top. What happens is over time, there's kind of like, so your upvotes are kind of like balloons or helium to the balloon. And then Reddit slowly adds weights to it and it starts slowly going down. So things that.
Did it based off of time solely, not necessarily upvote. But yeah, then it's a combination. That would mean that if something got. Like it was, you posted it like 5 weeks ago and then it just all of a sudden got a bunch of upvotes. That mean it would get buried if it wasn't working the way you did and it worked the way I thought it did.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
So if some old post suddenly became trending, then yeah, it could fly to the top.
Yeah.
But there's also things get archived, I think, after 2 years. So you can't. I think it's 2 years. 2 years or 6 months? I forget. I've seen it.
Does it depend on the subreddit or is it just like global?
It is by community.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So yeah, Elon Musk named his son some weird name. There's the everyone is making fun of what it sounds like because no one knows how it's technically pronounced. His girlfriend? I don't know. I don't think they're married. So his girlfriend, baby mama? Let's go with that. Or, like, she posted on Twitter, like, oh, this is why we named him like that. But there's also the question of whether this is a giant joke or not.
Like, whether or not the baby's name is actually that?
Yes.
No. I don't know. I'd believe it, honestly.
There's no lowercase character in here, but so technically his son's name is not proper yet.
Okay.
You know, remember, uppercase, lowercase, numbers, special characters.
Yes.
Those got spaces, so it might make up for that.
I guess I'll talk about Reddit.
All right, talk about Reddit.
I was, you know, woke up early this morning because, you know, the body's like that sometimes. And instead of just, like, sitting there, because I did do that for an hour, and then decided, I'm not going to get to sleep, so I got on Reddit. And I wanted to know if Dark Noise, like, Dark Noise the app is an iOS app that just plays, like, white noise, but it's more special than that. Mm-hmm. So
it's a special noise?
Like, you can play, like, appliances, or, like, a lawnmower noise, or you could play, like, raining, or distant thunder, or heavy rain, or lots of thunder, streams, waterfalls, beaches. There's also white, pink, and brown noise.
Yep. Yeah, I learned that through my white noise apps.
And so, yeah, you can do all that. And there's apps on websites, at least, where you can mix a bunch of sounds together.
Oh, you can't do it in Dark Noise?
You can't in the current version. So I got on Reddit. I don't think I got on Reddit. I think I just Googled it. And found a Reddit post where someone was asking about it, and then the developer got, because it's on their Reddit, like their subreddit for Dark Noise. Mm-hmm. And he posted that he said that he like added it like 2 days ago to the public beta. And there's a public beta for this app, and it's actually free.
I could download it to my tablet.
You could. Yeah, so I found that out, so I got the public beta. And there's also new sounds on there, too. There's one called Rain on Tent, which is just like what rain would sound like inside of a tent.
Yeah.
And there's also one for Wind Through Trees. And so I've mixed that one with the tent one and Distant Thunder, and I have the tent one down really low because it's really loud. And then I think I have the wind up in the middle, and then the Distant Thunder is pretty high, but it makes a really cool mix. Like, I like it a lot.
Okay, so do you have to mix these sounds outside of the app?
No.
And then up? Okay, so no, you can do it into the app.
Yeah.
You just have to upload the sounds to the app.
No, the sounds are already on there. You make a mix.
Okay.
And it's very much a beta, so it's kind of like it's sort of intuitive, but not at the same time.
Yeah, I can see that, because there's good ones, there's bad ones. One that, let's see if this is, I'm trying to link it properly. This is it. So this one costs I forget how much it costs. I think it was like $1 or something like that. It's worth it, in my opinion. Or you can also, okay, it doesn't fully cost. You can also just have ads in it. I think it was worth it, so we paid for it.
Oh, yeah, Dark Noise is $4, but it's worth it.
This one is for Android, and this one's out in the App Store, so we'll be linked to that. It's called White Noise Generator. Just like your thing, you have the sound.
Oh.
Yeah, so you can mix. They have these little pictures.
So can you save these like as presets?
Yes, if you look at the third picture, Create Favorites, I can save it and I can name it.
Okay.
So it comes with preset ones, but I also go like, I want this.
Because you can do that with Dark Noise too. But
and I set the volume level too of these things. So I, how in the first image it has like rain is really high and the forest is kind of low and the river is kind of medium. Yeah, so it, and it has pink noise, brown noise, white noise.
Let me see if I can.
No, actually, maybe it doesn't have. I thought it had pink noise. I don't have. Okay, it does have white noise and brown noise. For
I don't even remember what pink noise sounds like. I think it sounds similar to the wind through the windy trees one that I have.
Yeah. The coffee shop, I expected way more general noise of people, I guess, or concepts of a coffee shop, but it seems.
Oh, really? Because the one that's on Dark Noise, it has, in my opinion, too much people in it.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I was thinking that too, and it almost is. They're almost too loud. Like you can't tell what they're saying, obviously, but it's still kind of. It almost like you should be able to hear them on how loud they are, compared to like the coffee noises of the clinking of the glasses or the making of the coffees. And there's obviously tons of others. This is just one that I'm a very big fan of.
Yeah.
And you can just have it play forever. You can have it play for a limited amount of time. You can, especially, and it's kind of nice also if you're setting timers. So especially if you're doing stuff like the Pomodoro method, where you work for X amount of time and then you try to take a break. And you just want to like really, really pay attention. So you set these to go like, I am going to, for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever it is. And just, this is the noise. Just blank out the world. Everything is shut off. All the notifications are shut off. And I'm just going to work really, big right now. And then it stops itself. And you're like, time to take a break. I must do something really quick. Walk around, get the mind cleared out. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's what I really like about that app.
So I added something. That's what the mixes look like. Jeez, that's a big picture. I forgot the iPhone screens are huge. It's in the show notes though.
Yeah,
look at it. That's what mixes look like for me.
Interesting.
And that icon, those icons are all animated too, so they're kind of cool.
Oh, that is kind of cool. That is actually cooler than the white noise generator one.
But yeah, so if you're wanting something like this and you're on iOS, I would highly recommend this app. But
it's in beta.
The actual app isn't.
Oh.
But the mix is like the test flight version is, it's free and it's in beta. And it has the mixing. That's not in the public one yet.
Oh, so you have to join the private.
Yeah, but it's you just download the Test Flight app and then you click on that link that's in the show notes. That's an Apple link. And it basically just adds it to your Test Flight app and then you just download it.
Okay, what is Test Flight?
Apparently, Test Flight is iOS's beta app. That's how you get beta versions of apps. So like when I was testing out TV Time's movie feature when it first came out, before it came out for everybody else, that's how I got it, was through Test Flight.
It's so much easier on Android, I have to admit. Apple has a lot of things, but also Apple has lots of security, and Google's getting that in 11.
I like the Test Flight is a little bit more annoying to get into, but I kind of like it at the same time. Because it's clear that it's a beta, because it puts like a little, it puts a circle, like a dot right in front of the app name. So you know it's a beta for sure.
I see.
It's neat. I like it. But I do also like to pair, like, just straight up, like, Distant Thunder is really good with, in my opinion, with lo-fi type stuff. Do you know what lo-fi is?
No. Oh, I think you've talked about that.
Oh, I've talked a ton about it.
Yeah.
But
explain to the listeners what lo-fi is.
So I Googled it, and the dictionary definition is of or employing sound reproduction of a lower quality than hi-fi. What it usually ends up being is some kind of hip-hoppy type thing, but it's like low fidelity, so there's a lot of like popping or just like just lower quality sounding stuff, but not in a bad way.
Yeah.
And then there's also a lot of like electrical music based stuff. So like there's a Zelda album that I like to listen to a lot called Zelda and Chill, which is just lo-fi versions of the Legend of Zelda songs.
Nice.
Like they've been remixed to like, so that it's not straight up like copyright infringement. So it's their own like versions of it, but it's still, it's still the same melody.
Cool.
It's cool. I like it. But that pairs really well with this, and Dark Noise lets you play it over the top of stuff. You have to enable it, but it does let you play it over the top of other sound. I think that's really easy to do on Android, but on iOS, I was just kind of blown away by that.
Okay, so it's back and forth on Android. Some things are some things will do it, some things won't. Some things are better than others. And also, with depending on how much storage and memory and CPU you have, depends on whether it stays playing or the other thing.
Oh, interesting. Sometimes,
well, your phone is modern phones have such grand and big apps on them, and they're constantly trying to save their battery and save their resources. So they'll close things on you, and sometimes that's the music that you're using in the background while you're playing your video game or doing something else. Or when your phone is really having a bad day, it just closes the Pokemon Go app while you're using it.
And then that makes you go to a new phone.
Yes, it does!
Do you want to segue into that?
So, totally, we'll just segue right into that. So, I got a new phone, finally.
We knew you got it last week, you were getting it, but how long have you had it?
Like, 2 days.
Have you broke it yet?
The case I have. The case is garbage. I got one of these. This is not an official case by them. This is like a thinner case. It's kind of a hard plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already cracked like all the corners. I'm like, really? It's been like 5 days. Well, when I say 5 days, I wasn't the first one to get the phone. Somebody else got the phone because we were able to pick it up sooner. I played with theirs. Mine officially has been 1 day, but mine is the 12 gigs of RAM and 256 storage.
Yeah.
But it's a thin case. I have my pop socket, my pop wallet, which I'm going to have to peel my pop wallet off, stick it to the new case.
It was hard plastic?
The case that I have is hard plastic.
That seems like a bad design for a case.
I know.
Because it won't
but
absorb any shock.
But it stops the scratching, and that's why the other reason for the pop socket. Oh, and then the shiny.
Yeah, you got the pink one.
Yes, because if you buy it from OnePlus, that is...
I can see myself.
Yeah, that is what you get on the 12 gig version.
It's just the pink one?
That's all you have for the regular 8 version.
So is it like a light colored pink or?
It kind of changes. It's kind of like a rainbow.
Okay.
So depending on, you know, how it shifts in the light.
That's not terrible.
Kind of changes colors. It looks way better in RL than it does.
I think I would have preferred the Glacier one, but.
So, okay. The black one you can only get through T-Mobile that I know of. I don't know about Verizon's. What else? The green one is the smaller one through OnePlus. And the, okay, T-Mobile is black and the pink one. And that's the small one. OnePlus for just the 8 was pink for the larger one. I think it's green for the smaller one. And then the Pro was, I think, blue and green. I forget. I looked at the Pro, and I didn't think the Pro was worth it. Going to 120 hertz from 90 is minimal for most phone gaming.
Okay, and, so the OnePlus you can get Onyx Black on Verizon.
Okay.
And then they also have Polar Silver, which whatever that looks like.
That's basically what I showed you. It's the pink one.
Is it?
Yes. Everyone's got that.
Because it doesn't, like, the pictures on Verizon's website look nothing like pink. It doesn't even look like the ones that are on the...
On the OnePlus's website or T-Mobile's?
Yeah. Like, all on all of those, they have like a pink look, but this looks blue. Like polar.
Oh. That actually is kind of interesting. Let's see. Let me look at this. I guess we'll pull it up. Maybe even throw in the show notes for those.
I sent it in Zencastr if you haven't pulled it up.
Hey, yet. That makes... Well, I was just getting there.
Wow.
Just happened to be rolling in slowly. Getting there. Let's see. So, let's see the OnePlus, and it looks pretty in pink and all that. T-Mobile's is, like I said, the pink and the black.
I don't know. Onyx Black looks pretty good, though, actually.
I know. And that's the thing, is that you can only get... Oh, you're right. That is blue.
Yeah. It's like it's polar blue. I don't know. I also don't know what the specs are for this phone. It does not say. Oh, I found out how to find that out. Click on the specs tab.
You can only get that. You can only get that color from Verizon. Oh, polar like blue is not available anywhere else.
Polar silver?
That's what I meant. It looks blue.
Yeah, it's only, they only have the 8 gigabyte one here too.
That's the same thing. So that's the same thing with T-Mobile as well. You can't upgrade to the 256 12 gig one. If you want that, you have to buy it from OnePlus directly. And if you want the Pro, you have to buy it from OnePlus directly. But the ones from OnePlus, I don't know how... Verizon's had hiccups on how well things work from when you buy them. So there may be back and forth. There's already enough that Verizon's OnePlus apparently isn't shaped like the rest of them.
What?
Yeah. So it's bad enough that if you... when buying the case... They were like, oh, there's two versions that came out. Make sure you got the right one. Just letting you know. And I was like, yeah, there's a Pro and there's a regular. And then Verizon comes out and is like, so our phone won't fit in the cases that one that the ones directly from OnePlus or the ones that T-Mobile's will fit in.
Why?
There's the wonkiness. Actually, let me actually look at the... they moved the volume button.
What?
They moved the volume button down.
Why?
I don't know why, but that is... I just like looking at the phone directly.
That doesn't make any sense. Maybe the antenna for the 5G had to go there or something? I don't know.
They all have 5G. They all have 5G.
So is it all the same like network thing?
Unless their specs say... Which, like I said, that's the weird thing that runs into Verizon being... Verizon being number one, they get to say their things and demand stuff a lot of the times.
Yeah.
And see, the 5G is... they buried it, kind of. It's not... It is different chips. It looks like it's not the same bands, which the low band, they can't use.
Yeah.
They're super... They're all over the high band. And yeah, they are missing quite a bit of support compared to the regular ones. So it might be their special 5G chip.
I see something in here on the network specs for the Verizon one that says via MR support wants VZW sub dash 6G network ready. What does that mean?
It means they're gonna get slapped with another, like, quit making up network names that aren't real yet. Same thing that AT&T got slapped with for saying they had 5GE, which was LTE 4G.
Well, that they did the same thing whenever 4G was coming out on the iPhones.
And they got yelled at then and got told to stop or get a lawsuit or get fined.
Oh. So that just, I think that means just sub 6 gigahertz or something like that.
Oh.
So maybe they are going to get a low band.
Well, they can't use the same one that T-Mobile has yet, because I don't think that's available for everybody. But they can get, at least get the lower middle band.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Okay, so the volume... So Verizon's volume rocker has moved slightly. It's not enough to create a problem when trying to use a form-fitting and precise cover case. Basically, you need a case specifically made for the OnePlus 8 5G UW. There are quite a few options. So that you can buy
so
it.
So annoying.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if Apple tried doing that.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't think Apple would do it, but just, like, the amount of people who have Apple phones, it would be really confusing for them.
I don't think Verizon has the power over Apple to pull this. OnePlus isn't big enough yet. They're a good phone, but they're not major, you know, they're not Apple.
Yeah, it's just a bad, like, user experience. Kind of a gotcha. A gotcha that you didn't know was there at all, or is expected at all.
Yeah, it is straight up. So there's nothing else in it. It's just the volume button. So which means if you have a phone that covers the volume button, a case that covers the volume button, that's a problem. My case, except for that's cracked, may work because it kind of cuts out that area. So yeah, the more form-fitting it is, the bigger the problem.
I hear knocky knock. Can I go grab the stuff?
Okay. I guess you go grab stuff.
Package stealers.
All right. Alright, so talking about I put it in the show notes so everyone can go look at and see the weirdness of the phone rocker, but it's minor.
Yeah, but I still wonder why. Like, what made, unless they had like an early revision and Verizon just didn't want to change because they already got cases made for it or something, I don't know.
Well, like, it's looking at the specs. It's the 5G is slightly different.
Oh, it could be that since it is slightly different, maybe the motherboards are just slightly off and they didn't notice it till production.
Well, I was thinking that Verizon wants something to identify, like, these are Verizon phones, even though usually the software does enough damage on that.
I don't know. It may be, but just like having just the small difference on the volume rocker, I don't think is enough. For them to, yeah. If they really wanted to do it, like, are these still branded? Like, do they have their Verizon logo physically on them?
I would expect so.
Because I haven't bought a branded phone in a long time, so I don't know.
Let's see. At the back of this photo shows it says, "Yeah, it has the 5G Verizon checkmark." Yeah, it is.
What does that look like? Well, what does yours look like?
It just says OnePlus at the bottom. So there's the OnePlus square, with the plus symbol in the just below the flash. And at the bottom, it I don't know if you can see it. Okay, Verizon's has 5G in their little check mark. T-Mobile's, I'm sure they have their little T-Mobile symbol. I forget what it looks like off the top of my head. But let's pull it up. And it looks like, oh, actually it looks just like the OnePlus one. It only says OnePlus at the bottom. It doesn't actually say Verizon or a T-Mobile.
Nice. That's probably because it might be a world phone.
It is not. It does not have dual SIM capabilities for T-Mobile's. Okay. Well, okay. I should take that back. You're right. It is a world phone that it can work on the networks of the world. T-Mobile has that type of network. It does not have dual SIM like the one directly from OnePlus.
Oh, really?
Yes. And the SIM card's actually really interesting because it's the size of the normal SIM card, and you, instead of having it being extra long and you drop them in, they're on opposite sides.
Oh, so it's like how I had my Motorola Turbo 2 or something like that. It was like that, I think. Where it was, like, it wasn't a dual SIM, but the other side was an SD card holder.
Nice.
I think.
I could see that. I think I've seen that on, maybe I have seen that on it.
The iPhone 10, at least if you got the Hong Kong one, was like that. The other ones support dual SIM, but one of them is an eSIM. Which I don't like, but, you know.
Should probably throw these in the show notes as it is.
Yeah, probably.
Y'all can look at them. Follow along. Books. Yay. Nice.
I got books. They're probably contaminated.
Did you talk about that at the beginning of the show or before the show? Before, so you can leave the listeners in suspense. I could.
No, I'm not going to. They already know it. They already think I'm a weeb anyways.
What?
They're light novels for that time I got reincarnated as a slime.
Nice.
Yeah, the art's quite a bit different for some of the people versus the show, which is fine. That happens. I'm so excited. I know what I'm reading tonight. And then passing out because I woke up at 4. Okay.
I know, I did that yesterday. I don't know why. I just wanted to wake up. I think I finally woke up before and I decided to go exercise.
Yeah. I just laid in bed working on my phone, cleaning it up, because it's been a long time coming. Like, cleaning it up digitally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Organizing the home screen, because I had so many apps just, like, across all the home screens.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. That's an apple. I tell everything on mine. OnePlus, actually. So they have the Android 10, which is nice. It has a lot of features because my previous one had 9. But I used Nova Launcher and used swipe commands and all that, finger or gestures.
Can you not do that on yours, on OnePlus?
I can install. I'm pondering the Nova Launcher because there's just one feature that I'm kind of like, and it's literally just one feature for not having Nova Launcher. Everything else is like, maybe I will go back. So I installed it, I played with Nova Launcher, and then I switched back to the OnePlus version. And so OnePlus has swipe finger gestures, but they only work when the phone's locked.
What?
Yes. And also there are stupid things like the two fingers down to pause or play music. You can use a V, an S, a circle. And I'm like, I've gotten kind of used to Nova Launchers where it's like, you know, you can use the two finger down. You also can take two fingers and you like clockwise and counterclockwise, pinch and zoom, single finger down, single finger up. Oh, and also two finger up. So there's a lot of extra gestures that Nova Launcher has, which it what funny thing also is just like, you know, gestures are not, does not work on the OnePlus 10. It'll have to be turned on later. I'm like, well, this might not be a thing. And then I did it out of habit and it worked. And I'm like, well, then, that doesn't work, does it? Doesn't work. It's wonderfully doesn't work because it's obviously working.
Maybe they don't work on the Verizon one.
Maybe, I don't know. Or maybe it's something left over from old timey, whatever, you know, early days of 10, because I'm like,
Android 10. You said OnePlus Android 10. I was like, not sure what you're talking about.
Sorry, Android 10. Well, it's OnePlus 8 version, Android version of 10.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah. And then, so there's OnePlus's home setup or everything. And it's good. I mean, it's definitely a lot of Android.
So
I can't make them smaller, though.
What is the reason why you're hesitant to go with Nova?
So the Google Home screen, when you swipe off to the side and you get your Google search and and messages or whatever, like your news articles. So it's literally just a swipe to the side. I had to put that in as with Nova Launcher that I was having issues getting that to, I can't get to swipe to the side to just go to the screen. It has to like be a page of its own. So I made a gesture to just, you know, single finger swipe down and it jumps to that search. Well, having Android 10, when you swipe on normal Android, it's dark mode. It's awesome because it's opening Google, not the Google page. It's not dark mode. It's a bright white screen.
There's probably a way.
I'm liking my dark mode.
Fix that.
I've been digging around. It's like literally one thing that's stopping me, and it's probably not going to actually stop me because I have a million things in the other side.
Yeah, do you actually use that screen that often?
If I don't use the assistant to search things, occasionally I like type stuff in. Plus, also, I still get notifications to go to this page to, like, because I still look at the news articles, and I've kind of honed my news articles well. Like, I like these things, I don't like these things. And yeah, so like,
Apple has a.
I use it.
Yeah, Apple has a similar thing, but I hardly ever use it.
Yeah, I kind of use Google's.
In fact, there's like that search bar at the top. The way I get to it is I just on the home screen, I just swipe down.
I know. See, that's what it is. I swipe down, and I would get the Google's search screen.
It's a little bit different on mine. Like mine is like if you swipe down, it's specifically because you either want to open an app and you just want to search for it, or Siri does have suggestions that you can. It'll try to guess what you're trying to do before you even try to do it. And it's scarily almost pretty accurate.
Nice.
Or there's also like Siri suggestions right below it. Like I've been opening up Lowe's a lot. So it's like search for something in Lowe's or send a message to my brother or open up this other app.
So I get that. I get stuff like that when I go to, and that's again, I'm kind of a fan of this, when I go to the apps, you know, dock. It's at the top. I can start searching. And that's the thing is that search, even though it's like, search your apps, you can, well, this one is definitely way more search in my apps. With Nova Launcher's setup, it's an everything search. And it even breaks it apart as you type stuff in and things start disappearing because you don't actually have an app for that. Then it gives you two options. Like, you obviously want to search this on Google or you want to search this in the App Store. Which one do you want to do?
That's cool. I think you should just go with Nova.
Because I'm pretty much there. And I even paid for, like, the Prime on Nova, so I have, like, all the fun features.
Because it sounds like you have, like, you just need someone to talk you into it, so just do it. That's what I say.
All right.
It's yeah. Done. There we go.
And look, see the size of those teeny tiny icons now? Yeah, that's what I do. So I swipe
down.
Didn't
do anything. There you go. There all I see is a white
screen. See that bright white? I know, that's the problem. It's literally the same screen you saw that was dark. But it's the Google.
Oh, imagine just like, and that's an OLED screen too, isn't it? So it'd be way worse.
Oh, yeah. That's why I like the dark. Then you see, like, even the my little home, my apps, they're smaller, they're teeny and tiny, and
yeah. I get it. Like, so I'm going to go on another rant here. That's what I hate about these, like, modern-looking apps, like the material design-based apps. Everything is just huge. Like, it takes up so much more room for an app to be, quote-unquote, modern. Like, yeah. I think it's gotten better over the years, but when it first came out, man. Like, the GameStop credit card payment service, because I had a credit card through them at one point, just had a ton of wasted space, because it was following material design.
So that's actually, I screwed up. It bounced back on Nova Launcher, or away from Nova Launcher.
Yes.
Smaller. All right, back to your thing.
My rant's done. Okay. And it's something that I haven't really noticed for a while. It's just, I still kind of see it. And like, the calculator in Windows 10, open that up. By default, before you like scrunch it down, it's huge. And even when you scrunch it down, I think it's bigger than it needs to be, but it's not obnoxiously big.
Maybe I don't know. Yeah, big-ish,
like,
but
compared to the old one?
I mean,
to be fair, though, this one does look way better, like, appearance-wise.
Also, do you have it on the standard or the scientific?
I have the one on my local, on my actual home computer on standard. The one at work I usually have on date calculation, because you know, we do a lot of stuff with dates there.
Yeah. Oh, I understand. Yeah, switch it to scientific, and mine actually didn't get any smaller. Like, I actually grabbed the corner and started like making it smaller. I admit it's kind of biggish, but it's decent size. And then the scientific, you get all these buttons.
Yeah, the scientific mode I think is a good size. It's a good compromise.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I just have a rant. I'm old.
It happens.
And, you know, actually, these bigger buttons will be nicer for me as I get older.
So you just need special eyes, like me.
No, special eyes, yeah. I just need a cyborg eye. Or they need to just, like, make CRISPR better.
There you go. Actually, I've been thinking about LASIK a little bit more.
Yeah, I was until this whole thing happened. Like, I still will, because I think I have enough, like, HSA money to just pay for it.
Yeah, that's the other stuff I was looking at. I was like, I'm starting to save up some money. It's not
because I still have my HSA from the old, like, because they switched bank providers from last year to this year.
Yeah.
And I still have the money from the last year one, because they wouldn't transfer it automatically.
Oh. Wow, see, mine got transferred on me, which was kind of good, because I didn't have to worry about the old one.
Yeah. They said they were going to, but they didn't. Anyways.
And also with OnePlus, the phone is nice, still overall. The finger, back on this, the fingerprint scanner works out really, really well, even if I don't put my finger on right, at least it recognizes the finger is there. It's been an issue I've had. The camera, I don't know what people are complaining about. The thing works.
They're probably just expecting it to just be like point and shoot, like it is with a lot of cameras. Like,
I didn't think it was that bad. I didn't have to change anything, and I was able to. I even did digital zoom, the thing you're not supposed to do, and I still had a great photo.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, maybe people had like a. Was it like early review units? They did have a software bug that defaulted to having it be stupid. I don't know. Like I can't. Like if you and the other person who had it hasn't had issues with it, you don't take that many photos.
I occasionally
you're,
do
selfies. Yeah, but you're not like those Instagram
true
like, peeps.
I'm not a Snapgram not a person. Snapgram. But I'm a TikToker.
You are a TikToker.
Along with that, my Bluetooth is awesome. I also has this like hard button on the side to like put it into regular mode.
It's a three vibrate way, or yeah, full it's a three-way switch, right? Yeah, you just described that. Yeah. iPhones had that for it's only a two-way switch, but iPhones had that since like day one. So welcome to like 2008 or 2009.
Yeah,
but it's fine. Actually, I do like OnePlus's more because it's a three-way switch. Because there are times where I would want it to be on silent, like just straight up silent. There's other times where I would just want it to be on, like almost every time I'd rather it be on vibrate than silent, but. It would be nice to have the ability to quickly switch it to silent. So.
And that's with the Androids. There's usually, I had the thing at the top to like just swipe down, push button.
Oh yeah, there's that too. And so.
Swipe from the top.
Like giving you a hard time on that, but I think that's cool. And I think they're the only ones that are doing that. OnePlus. I don't know of any other Android phones that have that feature.
I believe you are correct, but I'm not 100% sure on that either.
Really? Sad, because it's cool. Maybe Samsung's do.
I was thinking, I could see Samsung doing that, but they also have their assistant button.
Oh, yeah. Bixby.
Yes. So, with that, the power button on this was initially set to the Google Assistant, and I'm like, no. I don't like you hold down the power button and you would like, oh yeah, that's, you know, or the lock. So you press the power button, it locks your phone. You hold it down and it triggered Google Assistant.
Depending on how long that was, I could see that being useful.
You also can swipe up from the corners to get Google Assistant, or you can just say the key phrase.
And like on my phone, the few times I actually do use my assistant for Apple, I just hold down on the home button and it'll trigger it. Or I talk to my watch.
So that's something else, is this also has Amazon built into it. The Amazon Assistant.
Like without having to do anything?
Madam A. I wanted to activate it. I'm pretty sure it needed to download the Amazon Assistant software anyways. But it works. It works really well, actually. So I actually have two very good assistants on my phone. Though Google finally fixed my issue that I've always had with them, so the Amazon Assistant might actually go away.
What was the issue that you had?
Off of my phone. When I tell Google to put stuff on my shopping list, it put it on the stupid shopping list that Google had. Now you can choose one of four apps you can send it to. Well, I guess five, counting the original Google Assistant app. But one of them is Keep. And I was like, let's see if this works. I have successfully added multiple items to my Keep.
How many years did it take them to put that back in?
Too many.
They should never. I think it took 2 or 3 years. Yeah, they should. Stupid. Yeah, you're right. They shouldn't have taken it out. But I have been thinking about switching back to my Madam A because I had a terrible, like, you know how I was ranting about it, I think, yesterday? Oh, it was worse today. I was, like, screaming at it. It just will not recognize me the first, like, three times. And I know you can adjust the sensitivity, but then it just triggers too much. Like, when I'm watching TV, it will constantly trigger. Like, you'll hear the doo-doo.
Have you also done the, you know, reset up your voice on it and everything?
It shouldn't matter on the trigger phrase.
But it learns your voice, so it learns to trigger on your voice only.
It's been a while.
Okay. Yeah, that might fix your
and
issue.
I keep forgetting that. I figured out that if I talk like a Canadian, it actually, it picks it up. Like, every time. I think I'm just not saying the H part good enough.
And that's why it's good to, you know, make it recognize your voice, is if you're changing the way you're saying phrases, words, or stuff. It'll pick that up and like, all right, I will only trigger when it sounds like this.
I wonder if I could make it, like, I wonder if you could set up a custom trigger word by saying you say the trigger phrase a certain way. Because that is something I really want as a custom trigger word. Because I, like, there's too many consonants in their trigger word. In their trigger phrase. Especially the default one. Where it starts with O and ends with K.
Yeah.
It's just, and then you have to say...
Well, it's either the hey, or it's the okay, and then their stuff.
Yeah, I just wish they would let you change the trigger word, but they probably never will. Because they haven't yet.
So, with that, we also... Well, yeah, so we might finish up with this one. Because we are getting the long part. After I ordered my phone, they released the information about OnePlus Z.
Oh, nice.
The cheaper. Which I'm like, I still approve of my choice.
OnePlus Z. Oh, I think I've heard of this, actually.
Yeah, I talked about it last week. Because literally, right after I ordered my phone, they released it. I was like, oh, this is a thing. But now we have price, release date. Oh, yeah. So it's reportedly releasing in July, and it's going to be under $600. And it will be 5G.
Nice. So it'll probably be one of the cheapest 5G phones out there.
Yes.
So, related.
What?
A lot of people are complaining about, like, the $400 iPhone is still too much money. I don't know why.
I don't think it is. Like, it's $600 on the top end.
Like,
and it's a good phone. It's a good,
like, you're getting a new phone just in an iPhone 8 body. Like, I don't know why people think that's too much for Apple to charge.
Well, it's a little bit... Oh, no, it's iPhone 8. I was thinking the iPhone 10. It is smaller than the 10, but like you said, it's like kind of the 8. It's not the SE small.
Yeah. It's like if you bought like a normal-sized phone a couple years ago. Like, I have the Plus model of the 8 because I thought the 8 was just... Like, there's not even that really that much difference. It's just the screen's a lot more bigger. Yeah, sure, we'll just leave that. And I've just seen some people, like, there is a podcast on it on one of the YouTube channels that I watch. I didn't actually watch it, but the title of it was that Apple's $400 phone is still too expensive.
And they're probably the same people. Cause, see, this phone, the iPhone SE, gives you what you need and not the stuff that you want. Like, it doesn't have the 120 hertz refresh rate.
I don't think any of the iPhones do, but, you know.
Yeah. I know, actually, with getting that high anyways. I don't even know what the refresh rate... I'm pretty sure it doesn't have the 90 hertz either. I could see 90. Either.
120 is just too much. Like, unless it's a gaming phone, and even then...
Well, and it's... But even the 90 is... You know, most people don't even think much with the... You know, the Apple devices needing that, like, much.
I will give them that. The snappiness is faster and it looks faster with the more hertz. But I think after 90, I don't know. I haven't seen it myself, but I just feel like you'd get diminishing returns really quickly for not a whole... Like, you'd have a lot of battery power wasted for not a whole lot of gain.
Yeah. And you also might not even have it on initially.
Yeah, because it takes up too much power and then you don't get the advertised battery life.
Yeah. And that was actually with the phone. I ended up playing some of the games. I pumped up the game stuff. It has a super gaming mode. And I enjoyed it, but I have my 90 hertz. And again, that extra $200 was not enough to make me go like, oh, maybe I should.
You made a good choice. But have you had a chance to really drain the battery? Like, do you have to charge it every night? Or is that just because you've been gaming?
Okay. So... When I game, actually, I did heat it up when I was gaming. So I actually, my little controller with the fan, totally worth it. But it was worth that. Plugging it in or like really going after it with games, it does go after, you know, drain it a little bit or drain it faster. But I played games on it today. I did some other stuff and it's at 40% and I let it charge overnight. I decided to like plug it in, let it charge overnight. So all day, pretty much, from wake up to 8 p.m. What was it when I wake up today? I woke up 5. So 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. at 40%. And I've played on it for like a game, a good intense game on its ultra high graphics and everything for like a half hour. So it's not terrible. Yesterday it felt like it drained a little more. I may have been doing lots and lots of updates, I think, and spending way more time on it.
I don't know. I just was wondering, because like my battery on this one's actually only a year old because I broke it last year, but it lasts, like, I left it off the charger last night and it was still at like 40% when I woke up, and I hadn't charged it at all yesterday besides when I woke up. So
not bad.
I was just wondering how it compared.
I also have a bunch of apps that just sit in the background and do things. Pokemon Go, it counts my steps when I walk around. That might be something else.
If you have the activity, like the Google Fit, because Google Fit will run and it's much easier on the battery.
That might be it. But then I have other ones that do that stuff, even though they.
And like your achievement thing, that doesn't have to run in the background. It can get its data from Google Fit as well.
Yeah, well, the achievement wasn't bad. I have another one that I've talked about in the previous podcast called Sweatcoin. You're like walking to get cryptocurrency. Really, you're walking to get points. I don't care what they call it. They got on the bandwagon of some jargon word. Cryptocurrency. I know it's not.
If it was, your phone battery would last like an hour.
Well, no. What it is, you are the crypto mining thing. Your steps mine the currency. You're getting points. I could
see that if they might have wanted like random data or something to feed into something, but
yeah. What else? The Amazon's assistant yelled at me, or my phone yelled at me for it using a lot of background battery usage, and which is one of the reasons. Yeah, I was like, okay, and then I was like, oh yeah, that's installed on my phone, and I just like triggered it to like see how it worked, and it was like, yeah, this does work. It's not bad. What's the other stuff? I may have had some bounciness because my internet's also been giving me issues. My home internet, I just actually called. They actually have to come out tomorrow because I'm having enough issues with them. So yay for Sparklight. But that's a different story. That's the old story.
The old new story.
Yes.
All right.
But overall, and that's the stuff I was thinking. I was like, yes, the battery is quite a bit better. Everything else. We should wrap up. Because we're officially there. So what's your famous... I'm making you say famous last words this time.
Dark noise is cool. By that, I mean like just white noise apps in general are nice. It's like, I didn't used to like white noise. Or didn't think I liked white noise. But, you know, it's cool. White noise isn't just static like I thought it was. So, it's nice. That's my words, because I don't know what else to say. What do you got?
Well, here's my famous last words. Welcome to the end of episode 400. It's divisible by two.